Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored by Mimi and Charlie Gershbaum, Lezecher Nishmas, Dr. Joseph Gershbaum, Rav Shmuel Yosef Ben Yecheskel, Zichron Levracha, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and we thank the Gershbaums very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on Daf Kuf Beis on the Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis on the Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the status of Korban Mincha that's brought in a different type of kli or in a different number of kelim than you had originally committed to. Meaning you originally committed to bring b'machvas and you bring b'marcheshes, you originally commit to bring in shnei kelim and you bring in one kli, or vice versa. The Gemara is going to discuss what is koveya, the commitment. Is it the shas neder or the shas afrasha? Because originally you commit to bring in Korban Mincha, then you designate something for the fulfillment of that Korban Mincha. So when is your dibur about what type of mincha it's going to be? When is that ma'akev? At the time that you initially take the neder, or only when you're mafresh? And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, is going to discuss what happens when you commit to bring a mincha from something that you cannot bring a mincha from. You commit to bring a mincha min ha-sa'orin, or min ha-kemach, as opposed to solas, or without shemen or lavona, or only a chatzi isaron, which all of these things are no good. So what happens? Are you totally off the hook because you just said something ridiculous? Or do you have to bring a real, regular korban mincha? So that's going to be a discussion in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether the Mishnah's shita follows Beis Shammai, because we do have a general machlokas that comes up in many places in Shas. If a person says two contradictory things, do we say Tfos Lashon Rishon, we listen to the first thing he said? Do we say Tfos Lashon Achron, that we assume he was Chazer Bo B'Tok Kedei Dibur, and we listen to the last thing he says? Do we say that we have to look at the whole picture? So we're going to try to plug that in to our Mishnah. And on the base, we're going to have a discussion whether the cases in our Mishnah have to be where the guy uses the word mincha, or even if he just says harei alai min ha-sa'orim, harei alai min ha-kemach. Does the word mincha, is that critical in the commitment that he takes? And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to have two opinions, why it is that we're not allowed to bring more than 60 isaron of flour in a single kli for a korban mincha. Everyone agrees that that's the halacha, that you're not allowed to bring more than 60 isaron of flour, but there's a machlokas tanai, machlokas in the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to quote a bris, so where the machlokas continues, why is that the halacha? What is the basis of that halacha? And at the end of the daf, we're going to have a discussion about whether dam nevela is mitame. We know that a nevela, the carcass of an animal that wasn't shechted properly, is certainly mitame. What about the dam of a nevela? Is that mitame? And that may be one of the chumrei beis hillel and the kulei beis shammai. So let's see the Mishnah on Kuf Beis on Beis. Ha'omer harei alai b'machvas b'marcheshes. Person says, I'm bringing korban mincha in a machvas, and he instead brings it in a marcheshes. B'marcheshes, maybe b'machvas, or vice versa. So masha hevi, whatever he brought does count as a korban mincha. We just assume it's not the korban mincha that he had committed to. It's a separate korban mincha. But videi chavasa lo yotze, he still hasn't been yotze his neder, so he still has to bring the one that he originally committed to. But if he uses the words Zo lahavi b'machvas, he says, this one I'm going to bring b'machvas. Vevi b'marcheshes, meaning the guy's got flour right in front of him. He has solas in front of him. He points to the solas. And he says, Zo always means you can be mara b'yatzba. This, right here, I'm going to bring b'machvas. And he ends up bringing that b'marcheshes, or b'marcheshes b'machvas, harezu psula. That's going to be possible, because that solas was nikva for that particular type of korban mincha, and he didn't do that. Homer alai shnei asronos lahavi b'kliyachad, behavi b'shnei kelim. Let's say a guy says, I'm going to bring two asronim of flour in one kli, and he brings it in two kelim, or b'shnei kelim behavi b'kliyachad, vice versa. Masha hevi, whatever he brought is a valid korban, but videi chavasa l'yatza, he still has to fulfill his nether of bringing it in the number of kelim that he had committed to. But if he says, elu b'kliyachad, he's got the flour right there, and he says, this flour should be b'kliyachad, behavi b'shnei kelim, or b'shnei kelim behavi b'kliyachad, harel psul, and then it's going to be possible, because at the time of the neder to bring it b'kliyachad, he was not there to be makdir only one kmitza. So when he brought it in shnei kelim, he had to be makdir shnei kmatzim, he had to take kmitza twice, and that's not what his original neder was. And the same would be in the reverse, when he was noted to bring b'shnei kelim and he brought it one kli, the mincha is extra, and he only takes one kometz instead of two kmitzas. The mincha is larger than it should have been because it was supposed to be split, and there's only going to be one kmitza. And in the case where he was nader lavi b'kliyach avevi b'shnayim, so there's another reason to apostle, because since he didn't bring them together, each mincha is chaser whatever is left in the other kli. So arei lai shnei asronos lahavi b'kliyach v'havi b'shnei kelim v'amru lo b'kliyach nadarta. What happens though if we correct him, we catch him? He says, I'm going to bring shnei asronos in one kli, and we see he's bringing in shnei kelim. So we tell him, wait, fellow, you said you're going to do it in one kli, not in two kelim. He kriven b'shnei kelim, and he does it anyway in shnei kelim, psulin. Then it's going to be possible, even though he didn't say elu lavi b'kli echad, he just said arei alai b'kli echad, and you don't have the reasons that we mentioned before to possible when he says elu or solazu, but nevertheless it's possible, because if his kavana was for minchas nadava and not for the mincha that he was already noder, he should have said, no, this is for something else. I mean, he should have responded. He should have said, yeah, I understand that I took a neder to bring in one kli. This is a different one. This is one that, this is a separate karban. So no, we assume that this is the intended karban to fulfill that neder, and it's possible. But b'kli echad, if he now changes and goes back to doing it b'kli echad, ksherin, then it's going to be kosher. The Zevach Toda explains that even though originally he brought them in Shnei Kelim, we don't say that a Marcheshes is Makadish this Mincha and that he can't change it anymore, because he put it there b'tos. And how do I know he put it there b'tos? As soon as they reminded him, he changed it. So you see that the whole thing was a mistake. So that's why it's not going to be Makadish b'tos. Hare like Shnei Asronos La'aviv b'Shnei Kelim. A guy says, I'm going to commit to two asronim of flour to bring in two kelim, ve'evi b'kliach, and he brings in one kli, armelo b'shnei kelim nadarta. And we remind him, we say, hey, you said you were going to bring in two kelim. Hekrivim b'shnei kelim ksherin, and he therefore changes it and puts it in two kelim, it's going to be kosher. Nisanu l'kliachad k'shtei menachos shenis arvu. If he doesn't listen and he puts it in kliachad, then it has the status of two kavanos mincha that are mixed together, where the halacha is that if you're able to take a kmitza from each one independently, and it's clear that where each one is, even though it's in the same kli, there are different sides of the kli, and it's very obvious that that's one carbon, that's the other, so you could take two separate kmitzos, so then you do that, and it's going to be kosher. And if you're not able to take from two separate kmitzos, from the two separate carbonos, then it's going to be pasul. So says Gemara, why do I need both cases in the Mishnah? Both the case where he commits to bring marcheshes and brings b'machvas, and the case where he commits shnei kelim and he only brings one kli. Tzricha. D'yash min hach kamaisa. If we only would have had the case of committing the machvas and he brings marcheshes or vice versa, misham damer b'machvas or kamaisa marcheshes, because that's way off. He said he's going to bring in one type of kli. It's a totally different type of way that it gets baked. So aval hacha, but in the seifa where it's from shnei kelim to one kli, the idividi b'machvas, but it's the same basic type of carbon. The idividi b'marcheshes, they're either what he committed and what he's bringing is a machvas, or what he committed and what he's bringing is a marcheshes, just a different number of kelim. I would think he's even yotze is neder because it hasn't. He didn't change that much. And if it only would have told me when he changes the number of kelim that he's bringing the carbon in, I would say, yeah, that's because he's putting it in two separate kelim. But I would think moving from a machvas to marcheshes or vice versa doesn't really matter so much because, what difference does it make whether it's made with this thickness or that thickness? The point is, he's bringing it in the right amount of kelim. So tzricha, that's why the Tan has to tell me that, no, they're both equally a big deal. Meaning the Gemara is just saying that there is a hava amina, that the number of kelim matters more, and there's a hava amina that the type of kli matters more. So we're saying, no, neither matters more. They both matter the same amount. Tan Rabbanan, we have a braisa, a person who is committed to bring the machlas, brings marcheshes, or vice versa, or from kli echa to shnei kelim, whatever he brought is a valid carbon, but he is not in fulfillment of his neder. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, he is yotzei his neder, because the mincha is not nikva, what he says at the shas neder, that he's going to bring this or that type of mincha. It's all based on, it's all nikva based on the kli that he ultimately puts it in. So whatever he said b'shas neder is not going to make so much of a difference. But then the Mishnah went on to say, zo lahavi b'machvas, if he points to the flower, he says, this flower I'm committing to bring b'machvas, and he brings it b'marcheshes, or vice versa. So that we said is possible. So why can't he just put it into the other kli? Kitchum Kli Shares. Didn't the Braisa say that the Kli Shares that you put it in is not Mekadesh it anyway with Kedusha Saguf? So why does the Mishnah say that it's possible? What the Mishnah should say is how to fix it. You said you were going to bring it in a Machvas. You brought it in a Marcheshes. Flip it into a Machvas. Put it back into the right kind of Kli. It's not too late. It's not Kadosh for that specific type of Kli yet. Am Rabbi Lo Kitchum Li Kari Vav Lo Kitchum Li Pasul. He says you misunderstood when we said that Lo Kitchum Kli Shares. The Kli Shares is not Mekadesh them that it should be to allow it to be nikrav. Only the klisharis where you put the kmitza in allows the kmitza to be nikrav. So you're not allowed to be makriv the carbon just yet when you put it in the original kli before you take the kmitza. But it is kadosh enough to become pasul that you're not allowed to move it into a different kli. That once you put it into that kli, it is limited to that kli. Vamra Abaye. Abaye also says lo shanu ela shakavan b'shas neder. That all of this is only if you're kaveh b'shas neder. You said harei alai lahavi b'machvas avu b'shas hafrasha. But at the time of the neder, you just said I'm bringing a mincha. You didn't commit to any specific type of mincha. But at the shas hafrasha, when you finally took flour for fulfillment of that neder, you then said what type of mincha it's going to be. Then you don't have to stick with that commitment. You don't have to stick with the exact type that you had mentioned at the shas hafrasha. Why? Kasher nadarta v'lo kasher afrashta. Because the pasuk says that motzvah sasecha tishmar v'asisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem elokecha. That what do you have to do? You are committed to do what you are noder l'Hashem elokecha, meaning what you said at the time of the neder and not what you said at the time of the hafrasha. It marnami yom rabbi abba brachanir yom rabbi yasi yom rabbi yochan lo shanu ela shekvan b'shas neder av l'shas hafrasha lo kasher nadarta v'lo kasher afrashta. And rabbi yachan brachanir Rabbi Yochanan says the same exact thing, that it's only b'shas neder that it's nikva, not b'shas hafrasha. Okay, new Mishnah now, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ha'omer harei alai mincha min asa'orim. Person says something ridiculous. I'm going to bring a carbon mincha min asa'orim. We know that you can't bring a carbon mincha min asa'orim. You're not a sota. You bring a mincha s'nedavi and bring from sa'orim. So yavi min achitim. He brings a carbon mincha, but brings min achitim the way it's supposed to be done. If he says kemach, he's going to bring a mincha of kemach, which is not finely sifted like solas, which is what a mincha is supposed to be. Yavi solas. He brings a mincha of solas. There's no such thing as bring a mincha of kemach. But below shem, below levona, he says he's going to bring a mincha without shem and levona. Yavi shem and levona. He brings shem and levona. This is not a mincha schote. This is it's a nedava. You can't bring without shem and levona. Chatzi isarun. He says he's going to bring a mincha, but he's going to go a little cheap. He's not going to bring an isarun shalim. He's only going to bring a chatzi isarun. Yavi Isarun Shalem. He's got to bring an Isarun Shalem. Isarun Umechza, Yavi Shnayim. If he committed to bring 1.5 Esronim of flour, he's got to bring 2 Esronim of flour. Rabbi Shimon Potash Los Nadim Kedar Kamas Nadvin. Rabbi Shimon says, someone who says he's going to bring such a mincha in these types of ways, he's totally pater because he didn't take a neder kedar chamis nadvin. He didn't take the nedava kedar chamis nadvin. He said it in a way that doesn't make any sense. That's not a valid carbon mincha. So frek the Gemara, amai, why is it that when a person says he's going to bring a mincha minasa orim, he has to bring minachitim? After all, neder upischo imohu. In this lashon neder, he has a Pesach that's matir the neder, because obviously he's retracting his original comment. He says harei alai mincha. Oh, so you know that means you have to bring a mincha minachitim. But then he says minasorim b'toch de dibur. So obviously he was mescharit on his original neder, because everybody knows you can't bring a mincha minasorim. So the whole thing should go away. The neder shouldn't be chal. So amr chizkiya hamani beishamai he demar tfos lashon rishon. No, we must be assuming like the sheet of beishamai, because beishamai holds that when a person says two contradictory things, His main intention was always for the first thing out of his mouth, and over here as well. Harei alai mincha, yes, that's the ikar. Min asa'orim, we could ignore. That's the sheet of Beishamai. Ditnan, where do we find Beishamai says such a thing? Hareini nazir min agrogros. The person says, I'm going to be a nazir min agrogros min advela. I'm not going to eat dried figs. I'm a nazir from dried figs. So Beishamai omrim nazir. Beishamai says, Hareini nazir we listen to. Min agrogros min advela doesn't make any sense, because when you're a nazir, you're allowed to eat dried figs, you're just not allowed to eat grapes, raisins, things of that nature. So, but nevertheless, you're nazir. We listen to the first thing you said. But beshilomrim eino nazir. There's no nazirus because nazirus only means from grapes. It doesn't mean mita'enim. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu tem beisilla. Rabbi Yochanan says, now our Mishnah could even be assuming like the shita of beisilla, who says that a rainy nazir mina grogros is not a nazir at all. And nevertheless, when you say that you're going to bring a mincha mina sa'orim, you still are chayiv to bring a mincha. Why? Because the guy says, you know, if I would have known that you can't bring a mincha min asarim, I wouldn't have taken that neder. I would have committed to bring minachitim. Meaning that's what the guy's intention was. When a person says hareini nazir min agrogros, every fool knows that there's no such thing as a nazir min agrogros. But a mincha min asarim, is that so crazy to believe that there's a mincha min asarim? It's not so crazy. You know why it's not so crazy? Because there is such a thing as just not a minchas nedava min asarim. So it could be that he's seen that mincha sota or a mincha saomer being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's brought min asaorim. So he assumed that you could bring a mincha min asaorim. But now he's telling us that that's not what he meant. That he really meant to bring a valid korban mincha. He wasn't trying to change his mind betoch kedei dibur. So this is the machlokas. Is our Mishnah dafka following the shita of Beis Shammai, which is Chizkiah's opinion, that it's Tfos Lashon Rishon, or Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that our Mishnah even fits with Beis Hillel? So Amar Chizkiah, who said that our Mishnah only follows Beis Shammai, says, Lo Shanu Ela Da Amar Mincha Min HaSa'orim, Amar Mincha Min HaAdashim Lo. You know when he's chayv to bring a regular carbon mincha? When he says he's going to bring a mincha min HaSa'orim, because that's at least reasonable. But if he says I'm bringing a mincha min HaAdashim, which is not reasonable at all. Lentils are never brought as a korban mincha in any circumstance, so then he doesn't have to bring a mincha at all. So says Gemara, wait a second, Chizkiah, you're the one that says that the whole svar of our Mishnah is Tfos Lashon Rishon, that we just ignore the second half of a sentence. It's not about, you know, what a person is likely to make a mistake about or not make a mistake about. It's just about that we ignore the second half of the sentence and listen to the first half. Well, Michti, Chizkiah, Kiman Amar L'Shamay, Tikei Beis Shammai. You said that our Mishnah is following Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, Mishum Tfos Lashon Rishon. Beis Shammai, it shouldn't matter how ridiculous what you're saying is. We always listen to the first thing you say, and as long as that was normal, you stick with that. Harei mincha, that's it. He's got to bring a mincha. I don't care what the second half of the sentence is. Mali min asarim, mali min adashim. What difference does it make whether he finishes off his sentence by saying min asarim or by saying min adashim? Says, where you're right. Hadarbei. Chizkiah changed his mind and he no longer attributes our Mishnah to the Beis Shammai and Tfos Lashon Rishon. He really now agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah follows Beis Hillel, and it's only because the guy made a reasonable error that we say that he really wanted to bring a proper carbon mincha. But if he says something that is absolutely off the wall, then he would be potter. He wouldn't have to bring anything like if he were to say mincha min adashim. Well, my time, Hadarbei, why did Chizkiah change his mind? After all, couldn't he? What was wrong with explaining that our Mishnah follows the Beis Shammai? So Amarava, Masnis, and Kashise, he thought that there was something in the Mishnah that indicated that we're not following the Beis Shammai. Because my ear to tell you mincha min asarim, listening min adashim. Why did the Mishnah say the greatest Chiddush? That even if he says mincha min adashim, he still has to bring a carbon mincha, because according to Beis Shammai, he should, because there's no, it doesn't make a difference how off base he is in the second half of the sentence. We're just ignoring the second half of the sentence anyway. Ah, Ela Shema Mina. The fact that we dafka give the example of mincha min asaorim and not mincha min adashim is an indicator that it would make a difference. That if he said mincha min adashim, then he wouldn't be chayiv anything. That's aligned with Shitas Beis Hillel Mishum Detayu. It's all because the person made a reasonable mistake. Besaorim Tai, person makes a mistake with Sa'orim, but Adashim will tell you, no one makes the mistake of thinking that you can bring a Karm Mincha out of Adashim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan, remember, he's the one that said that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Beis Hillel, and the reason that you're a Chayiv to bring the Karm Mincha, even though you said you bring a Mincha Min HaSa'orim, is that it's a reasonable mistake, and the person could say, I just didn't realize, I thought that you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Min Adashim. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan says that even if you say you bring a Mincha Min Adashim, you have to bring a Karban Mincha. Now, obviously, that's going to be troubling to us, because based on the logic, Min HaDashim should not work, because everybody knows you can't bring a Mincha Min HaDashim. There's no way he was mistaken about that. Michti, Rabbi Yochanan, command Omer L'Shmaitik, Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan's one that said that our Mishnah follows the sheet of Beis Hillel, and that because it was a reasonable mistake, that's why he was really committing to bring a regular Karban Mincha. But Beis Hillel, Mishum Tatayu, Besa'orintai, Badashim Lotai. But no one makes a mistake about Adashim. That's not a reasonable mistake. So why would Rabbi Yochanan think that you have to bring the Karban Mincha, even if you said Min Adashim? So says the Gemara, you know what? Rabbi Yochanan really holds, if you say, I'm going to bring a Mincha Min Adashim, you're totally pater. A person doesn't make such mistakes, and clearly he's not really committing to bring a Karban Mincha. When Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to bring Min Achitim, even if you say Min Adashim, L'dvar of Dechizkiah Ka'amarle. He was saying, he was attacking Chizkiah. Chizkiah, you follow the sheet, you say that our Mishnah follows the sheet of Beis Shammai, that we always listen to the first thing that he says. So says Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, according to you, even if you say Min HaDashim, you should have to bring a regular Karban Mincha. Now Chizkiah, turns out, changed his mind. Chizkiah, in fact, agreed that the Mishnah sounds like Min HaDashim would be Pater. So Rabbi Yochanan says, whoa, you changed your mind. At my time HaDartabach, Mishum Telo Katani Min HaDashim. Why did you change your mind? Because of the example that the Mishnah gives. That the Mishnah doesn't give the example of Min HaDashim. But if the Mishnah really held like Beis Shammai, it would have given that example to highlight that we always listen to the first half of the sentence, no matter how absurd the second half of the sentence is. Well, Dilma, maybe that's not enough reason to change your mind. Maybe the reason the Tana says Arei Alei Mincha Min HaSa'orim and not Min HaDashim is Lo Mibayu Ka'amar. The Mishnah is written in the style of Ein Tzarich Lomar, that Lo Mibayu Min HaDashim, you don't even need to tell me that if a guy who says he's going to bring a Mincha Min HaDashim, that he has to bring a proper Mincha Di'ik Alameimar Mehadar Hudo Hadar Bey, because we could say he's trying to change his mind. He said Arei Alei Mincha, which means a real Mincha. Now he's changing his mind to bring, to, and he says Min HaDashim to try to get out of it. Because everyone knows that there's no mincha that could be brought min adashim utfal sashen rishon. Oh, he's trying to change his mind. He says two contradictory things. We're going to listen to the first thing that he said, and therefore it's pashut. It's obvious that if he's no de min adashim, he has to bring a karban mincha because Beis Shammai holds utfal sashen rishon. We only listen to the first half of the sentence. But there's a greater chiddush when he says ra'elai mincha min asarim ela afilu min asarim nami diika lemeimer mitu de katai. One could have argued that if he says he's going to bring a mincha min asa'orim, that he made a mistake and he really genuinely thought you can bring min asa'orim, and therefore the since he's not chayiv to bring a mincha min asa'orim, he wouldn't be chayiv anything because there's not really no such thing. Afilu hachi tfos lashon rishon. So a greater chiddush that even then we say tfos lashon rishon, meaning it's obvious that tfos lashon rishon, when the lashon rishon was fully understood to be a mincha min achitim, and the lashon achron was clearly just contradicting the lashon rishon. But what if the Lashon Achron was not clearly contradicting the Lashon Rishon? What if the Lashon Achron, it seems like it was really being mefaresh, the Lashon Rishon? And when he said Arei Alei Mincha, he really meant Min HaSa'orim the entire time. So maybe in such a case, you're not going to be Tfos Lashon Rishon and ignore the Lashon Achron. You're not going to ignore the end of the sentence because it really seems that he meant Min HaSa'orim even at the time when he said Arei Alei Mincha. So that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. That even in such a case, we would be Tofei Lashon Rishon. So therefore, it's interesting. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiah. He says, I think our Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel. When Chizkiah said, oh, you're right, I agree with you now, Rabbi Yochanan says, you shouldn't agree with me. You should stick with your original opinion. Because what's compelling you to agree with me is not a good enough kasha to change your mind. So he wants him to stick with his opinion. Amar Ziri lo shanu al da'amar mincha. Avalo amar mincha lo. So Ziri says the whole case in our Mishnah is only if he uses that magic word mincha. But if he doesn't use the word mincha, he just says harei alai min asa'orim, then he's not chayiv to bring a karban mincha at all. Yasav Nachman kamil ala shmaita. So Rav Nachman was saying over this teaching, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav challenges that it says kemach yavi soles. The Mishnah says if he agrees to bring kemach, can't bring kemach, you got to bring soles. My love, delo amar mincha. Mishnah doesn't say, he says, I'm going to bring a mincha min hakemach. Sounds like he just says, kemach. So it says, lo, the Amar Mincha. The Mishnah is just speaking shorthand. But clearly it's talking about what he says. Harei Elai Mincha, Min HaKemach. So then he's got to bring solas. What about the next line? Below Shemin Levona, Yavi Shemin Levona. The Mishnah says if he commits to bring without Shemin Levona, he's got to bring with Shemin Levona. My love, the Amar Mincha. Isn't that also a case where he does not say Mincha? Lo, the Amar Mincha. No, it's talking about where he does say Mincha. Okay, Chatzi Yisar and Yavi Yisar and Shalim. The Mishnah goes on to say if he says he's going to bring Chatzi Yisar, he's got to bring Yisar and Shalim. My love, the Amar Mincha. Where's the word Mincha in there? Lo, the Amar Mincha. Again, the Mishnah is speaking shorthand. In all these cases, it means that he said he's going to bring a carbon Mincha. Okay, but if that's the case, then in all of these cases, he's saying, Hare Alai Mincha. So let's say that case, Hare Alai Mincha, Chatzi Yisaron. Say him a Sefer. The Sefer goes on to say, Yisaron Umechzi Yavishnayim. So what's that case? Well, if we're adding the words Hare Alai Mincha to every case, what he's really saying is, Hare Alai Mincha of Yisaron Umechza. So in that case, you have to bring two Esronim. Why? Kibin Da'amar Mincha, once he says Mincha, Ichayv Leib Yisaron. He's chayv to bring one Yisaron. Ki Amar Chatz Yisaron Lo Klum Kamar Hu. When he says Chatz Yisaron, that's nothing. He didn't say the word Mincha again. He only said the word Mincha once. And since we said that when you say the wrong thing, you have to bring the right thing only when you use the word Mincha. So if you hear the guy said Mincha of an Yisaron, all good. That's one Mincha. And then he says, and a Chatz Yisaron. But he didn't repeat the word Mincha. So that Chatz Yisaron that he threw in at the end, we should ignore entirely. So says Mar Latzricha. Now you know what the case is? Da Amar Harelai Mincha, Chatz Yisaron, V'Yisaron. It's not that he said Yisaron and Chatz Yisaron. He said Mincha Chatz Yisaron. That's an Yisaron Shalom that he asked for me because he used the word Mincha. And then he said, and another Yisaron. So that given Amar Mincha, Yichayv Leib Yisaron. When he says Mincha, he has to bring an Yisaron. Ki Amar Chatz Yisaron V'lo Klum Kamar. You're right, you could ignore what he says when he said Chatz Yisaron. But Ki Adamar Yisaron, Maisi Yisaron Achrina. But then when he says Yisaron again, he's got to bring another Yisaron. So says the Gemara, since Ziri says that even according to the Tanakama, someone who agrees to bring a Mincha that's not Roy LaKrava doesn't have to bring it unless he mentions the word Mincha, Ihachi. So in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shlos Nadiv Kederach HaMasnadvin. Amai, in all these cases we said Rabbi Shimon Poter is because you didn't take a Nadava Kederach HaMasnadvin. Why don't you have to bring a Mincha? Shouldn't we say that, when you said Harei Alai Mincha, that means something, even according to Rabbi Shimon? So says Gemara, Amarava, Rabbi Shimon b'shitas Rabbi Yossi Amar. Rabbi Shimon was talking within the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Da Amar af b'gmar v'dvar of Adam Matfis. Rabbi Yossi holds that we listen to everything the person says, not only the first thing, not only the second thing. Meaning, it's not based on tchilas dvarav, not based on sof dvarav. We're mechayiv him based on the composite of everything that he said. So when he says Harei Elai Mincha Chatzi Yisaron v'Yisaron, he's being mefarish that the mincha that he wants to bring is 1.5 esronim. And Rabbi Shimon says, that's potter because there's no such thing as a mincha of 1.5 esronim. You have to bring esronim, you have to bring full esronim. And all the other cases in the Mishnah as well. Harei lai mincha minasa orim. We look at the whole picture. There's no such thing as a mincha minasa orim. Mincha mina kemach, no such thing. So in all those cases, Rabbi Shimon is going to say you're potter because it's not that we're looking at one half of the sentence or the other half of the sentence. We're looking at the entirety of the picture. Okay, new Mishnah. Misnadiv adam mincha shel shish misaron maybe bekli echad. A person could take a nedava to bring a mincha up to 60 esronim of flour, and he could put that all in a single kli. Im amar harei alai shishim ve'echad. But once he commits to 61 esronim, maybe shishim bekli echad ve'echad bekli echad. He's got to split them into two separate kelim. So he could put 60 esronim in one kli and one isaron in another kli. It sounds like dafka, it has to be that way. I would have said put 30 in one kli and 31 in the other. You don't want to deal in halves. We got that. Okay, but 30 in one kli, 31 in the other kli. And the Tosefta says if he brings mechzib kliachar, he's not yotze. Why? Because he has to bring a carbon gadol, meaning the Tosefta said that dafka, the Mishnah is speaking dafka over here, that if he says he's going to bring shishim ve'echad, he meant he's going to bring the biggest possible carbon you can bring. So one of them has to be as big as it could possibly be. Why is this though? Why is the maximum 60? Where do we get that number from? Shekein hatzibur mevi biyom tov harishon shel chag shechalios b'shabbos shishim ve'achad, because the tzibur brings on the first day of Sukkot, when the first day of Sukkot falls on the Shabbos, 61 esronim. So dayo liyachad shupachs min hatzibur echad. The yachad always has to be one madrega below the tzibur. So if the maximum tzibur is ever going to bring is 61 esronim, so the yachad cannot rise to that amount of flour. Why does the tzibur bring 61 esronim of flour on the first day of Sukkot when it falls out on Shabbos? Because you have the two kivsei atamid, you have the shlosh asar parim, you have shnei elim, shisha asar kvasim, that's all for the musafim of the yom, arba asar for Chag HaSukkos, Shnei Kvasim for the Musaf of Shabbos. So now we have to remember the rules. The Pesukim in Chumash already tells us that with each Keves you're makriv one Esoron of flour. With each Ayil you makriv Shnei Esoronim of flour. With each Par, it's three Esoronim of flour. So on that day, there were 39 Esoronim for the 13 Parim, right, three for each. You have four Esoronim for the two Elim, two for each, and shisha asar esronim, 16 esronim for the 16 kivsei musafim, and then another two esronim for the kivsei atamid. So it turns out that it's 61. So that's how they bring 61 esronim of flour. So that's the amount. So it says in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'halo elu leparim ve'elu lekvasim ve'enim nevlam zemze. There's never a point where the tzibur is bringing a karbon mincha of 61 esronim. The tzibur is bringing a million different karbonos mincha that happen to total 61 esronim, and some of them are for parim and some of them are for kvasim, and they're made differently. You know, they're not bolo them biyachad, because the ones that are for the parim are blilasam ava, the ones that are kvasim are blilasam raka. If you mix them all together, it's going to mess up the whole consistency of it. Ella, you know, he says, but you're right in your halacha that you never bring more than shishim esronim, but for a totally different reason. Ad shishim yicholim libolel. It's only up until 60 that we assume we can mix well with one log of shemen. And since you're only supposed to bring one log of shemen, we assume anything above 60 is not going to mix well with a single log of shemen. Amrlo shishim nevlam, shishim echad ein nevlam. So the Chum say back to Rabbi Shimon, come on, what's the difference? 60, 61, you know, it's getting wet enough. So Amrlohem, call me dos chachamim kein. You don't ask such kashas. When the Chum give a shear, it's a shear. And that's it. And even just a tiny bit off of that shear is no longer the shear. The Chazal determined that it's 40 sa that makes up a mikvah that a person could be tovel in. It means Abraham saw minus just a tiny bit. You cannot be tovel in it because that calls your cham kenu. The Rashba writes in Masechet Basra the chamro koveh the shear of a mikvah of Abraham saw. Where did that come from? Why do we give that example over here? Where did it come from, the Abraham saw? Because they measured that the average person is 3 amos tall, 1 amma by 1 amma in width and whatever. And he's 1 amma by 1 amma across his body in both directions, right? So when you make a box that's 1 amma by 1 amma, that's 3 amos tall, and you fill it with water, that's 40 sa. People come in all different sizes. Some people are bigger than 3 amos. Some people aren't exactly even in both measurements on both sides of their body, right? So what does that mean exactly? That everybody is exactly that. So the Rashba writes that it's al derech harov. And but they were koveya the shir al pi the rov, and they're not mechalik in the shiurim. So that's why we dafka give that shir, because there's a logic to the shir. And you might say, yeah, but that logic doesn't fit me. I'm a little guy. I could fit into less than arba'im sa. No, shirei chacham kenhu. That's the shir that they determined. And therefore, when it comes to shishim, the 60 esronim of flour, they worked really hard to figure out the proper shir, and that's what they were koveya. It sounds like this is not a in Doraisa, that the Chachamim are Koveya this year, and it was not the Torah that was Koveya this year. That's what it sounds like. Okay, says the or it could be they had a mesorah for what the shear should be, but okay, says the Gemara now. Shal sheil malim Rabbi Dvar Bilai. The shaila was asked in front of Rabbi Dvar Bilai. Minayin lo mar arei lai shishim vechad, maybe shishim bekliyachad vechad bekliyachad. How do I know what the halacha that we said in the Mishnah, that if you commit to bring 61 esronim of flour, that you bring two separate kelim, one with 60, one with one? So pasuk Rabbi Dvar Bilai, rosh hamedabrim b'chol makom, Va'amar. Rabbi Dvar Elai, who earned the title of Rosh HaMadam L'chal Makom, said that the reason is Shekin Matzin Tzibur Mvin V'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechalios B'Shabbos Shishim V'Echad Tayir L'Yachad Sheivchus Min HaTzibur Echad. Same reason the Tanakam and our Mishnah said that the Tzibur brings a maximum of 61. You always got to be one level below the Tzibur. So Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon V'alo Elu Parim V'Elu Elu Parim V'Elim V'Elu Kvasim Elu B'Lasan Ava V'Elu B'Lasan Raka Elu B'Lasan Shachris V'Elu B'Lasan Ben Arbayim. You know, the mincha that's brought with the carbon tamid shel shachar, you do that belila in the morning. The one with tamid shel ben arba'im, you do that belila ben arba'im. Ve'in nevol mizeh al zeh. And aside from the fact that they're mixed in different consistencies, you're not allowed to be bolel them together, so that one mincha should not be bolea the shemen from another mincha which has more shemen. And so, how could you learn the shir of a single carbon mincha? So amrulo, they said back to Rabbi Shimon, emarata. So why don't you give a better reason? You don't like our reason, why don't you give a better reason? So he says, okay, Amlem, Harei Omer, Bekol Mincha Blul B'Shemen, V'Chareva, Kvar Amra Torah, Havei Mincha, She'ichalu Li'Balal, that it says that you should bring a Mincha that is Blul V'Chareva, which means you have to bring a Mincha that is able to be Hibalal, that's able to be mixed in with the proper amount of flour and oil altogether. So that's my reason. Now, just parenthetically, before we continue the discussion, why is Rabbi Dvar Elai called the Rosh HaMedabrim Bekol Makom? Says the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lam Gimel, that tells the story that he was called Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom because he was sitting together with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon once, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, and Rabbi Yehuda said, look at the Romans, they're so amazing. Tiknu Shvakim, Tiknu Gesharim, Tiknu Merchatzaos. They were misaking all sorts of things that are for the benefit of society. They have bridges, and they have roads, and they have bathhouses. So Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, kol masha tiknu lo tiknu el tzorach atzman. You think they're doing it for the Jews? You think they're doing it for you? They're doing it for themselves. Tiknu shvakim loshu ben zonos. The reason they have markets is because where else are they going to meet a zona? Merchatzos la'adim ben atzman. They like to indulge themselves, so they have merchatzos, so they have spas. Gesharim litol me'en mechas. They have bridges so they could collect taxes from us. And then Yehuda ben Gerim told everything that was said, and the Malchus Romi heard about it, and the Romayim said that Rabbi Yehuda, I should say that Rabbi Yehuda was meshabeach them. Rabbi Yehuda says, I mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda was one that said, "Kama noim." So they said, they heard that Rabbi Yehuda was one that was meshabeach them, so they decided he's going to be the Rosh HaMedabrim. They appointed him, so this was a Roman appointment. This was not from within our community, that he's the Rosh HaMedabrim. Rabbi Yossi, who was Shazak, had to be going to Golos and Tzipori, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to be killed. So Sfas Emes asked the Kasha, how is he allowed to be meshabeach? There's an Isra of Losi Chanim that you're not allowed to be meshabeach of the Kuchavim. So he suggests that he wasn't really meshabeach. He was saying it sarcastically, and it's all about tone. But the tone wasn't communicated to them. He was saying, "Oh, come annoying, ma'isim shalit." You know, like, so such big tzaddikim that they are over here. So he says, "Oh, he holds it with tzaddikim." So that's how the Sfas Emes suggests. And some of there are other answers, right? That you're allowed to say such a thing when, but I guess in private. Why would you say such a thing in private if no one is going to be if no one's going to hear you? It's interesting. This is quoted halacha by a Tshuvas HaRamah. There's a Tshuvas HaRamah, whether we should honor a rabbinic appointment made by the local authorities, made by a government that is a non-Jewish government. Meaning they pick a rabbi, a real rabbi, but they say, okay, he's going to be the chief rabbi. So is that something that we should honor, or is that something that's absolutely worthless to us? So Tshuvas HaRamah brings a raya. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai became the Rosh HaMedabrim Kol Makom because of this, and he has other places as well that we do find precedent that someone is appointed. Right? Napoleon appointed a Sanhedrin. That was Rabbi Yosef David Zinsheim, was the Av Bezin of Napoleon's Sanhedrin. Some sofer was master to Yosef David Zinsheim, meaning that was a thing. It was okay. He was a big Talmud Chacham, and he became the Av Bezin of Napoleon's Sanhedrin. That's what some sofer said about him, what did he say? He said that when the brothers report back to Yaakov Avinu about Yosef HaTzadik, they say, Kihu Moshel B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, right? That he's still alive and Kihu Moshel B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the first thing Yaakov wants to know. Tell him about his frumkai. Tell him that he's a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. So Chassam Sofer said, no, the point they were trying to say is, you might think, given his position of prominence, that Mitzrayim is Moshel over him. But no, ki hu Moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. He's Moshel over Mitzrayim. He's still Yosef, and he's ruling over Mitzrayim. So that's what Chassam Sofer said in the Hesped for Yosef David Zinstein. He said all the cover they gave him. Napoleon made him the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He appointed a whole Sanhedrin. He made him the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But ki hu Moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. He's still a great tzaddik. So sometimes the government appointments are paid attention to. So anyway, back in the Gemara, so Amar Lo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, b'shishim levol b'shishim echad ein levol. You really mean to tell me that in 60 it could be mixed with the log of Shem, and 61 it wouldn't be? So Amar Lahem, kol midos chacham kenhu. Yeah, when the Chum say a shir, it's exactly that shir. Barbaim so utovel, barbaim so chasam kortov, einu yachol litpal. And we give a few other examples. That one we had in the Mishnah already. Kebetza metami tumas olchlin, a kebetza food that could become tummy with tumas olchlin, kebetza chasar shumshum, ein metami tumas olchlin. But if it's chasar shumshum, it's not metami tumas olchlin. Now, the halacha that a kebetza is needed in order to be metami something else betumas olchlin, that kuli almalo pligi. But it's a big machlokas Rashi Rambam, does the food need to be a kebetza in order to contract, in order to receive tumas olchlin? That you have all over Shas. Shlosha al shlosha metami medrus, you have a beged that's three tvachim by three tvachim, it's able to be metami tumas medrus. Shlosha al shlosha chasar nima achas, ain't a metami medrus. But if it's just missing just a little bit, it's not metami medrus. V'chi ain nevlal in my havi. What difference does it make if you don't do the belila? So what? It's 61 astronomer flour. It can't mix well with the oil. About tonight, nimlo balal kasher. Even if you don't do belila, it's kasher. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, the famous rule. Kol aroy lebila in bila makevespo, v'kol shein roy lebila bila makevespo. That you don't need to actually do the belila, but it needs to be possible to do the belila. And as long as it's possible, then the actual belila is not going to be ma'akev. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Elisha will pick up there tomorrow and finish the parak.